It is February 11th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The FIA Exchanges Leader Panel at the Futures Industry Association's International Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, is going to be crowded this year with 9 leaders of global exchanges represented. Lynn Martin, president of NYSE Group and chair of It is February 11th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The FIA Exchanges Leader Panel at the Futures Industry Association's International Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, is going to be crowded this year with 9 leaders of global exchanges represented. Lynn Martin, president of NYSE Group and chair of ICE Fixed Income and Data Services, will represent ICE in place of Jeff Sprecher. Adena Friedman, president and chief executive officer of NASDAQ, will be the only other woman on the panel. The confirmed exchange leaders are Nicholas Aguzin, CEO of Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited, Stefan Buzna, CEO and chairman of Euronext and the managing board, Lobun Chai, CEO of SGX Group, Terence A. Duffy, Chairman and CEO of CME Group, Michael Peters, CEO of Eurex Clearing AG and Eurex Frankfurt AG, David Schwimmer, CEO of LSEG, and Ed Tilley, Chairman, President, and CEO of CBOE Global Markets. The moderator will be Walt Lukin, President and CEO of FIA. It has to be a shot in the arm to FIA to have all these exchange leaders attend this year's Boca conference, especially those who are flying in from overseas. The JLN team will be at Boca. The JLN team at Boca will look a little different, though it will have veterans of previous Bocas and IDX in the form of Catherine Lothian and Robert Lothian manning the video and audio equipment. Alexandra Peria will also lend a hand there when she is not also conducting interviews, and I will be there as well. Sarah Rudolph, JLN's editor-in-chief, has had a setback after her recent hip replacement surgery and was readmitted to the hospital on Wednesday evening. She is doing much better, and we continue to wish her well and a full recovery. I knew the wine story in yesterday's JLN would be popular with the readers. It was the most read story in the newsletter, in fact. Maybe it's time for a well-known wine salesman and former fintech executive to do some advertising. For the Super Bowl on Sunday, the Los Angeles Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals face off with the Rams favored. If you've not registered for one of the online betting sites, you're going to miss out on ridiculous opportunities to bet on just about everything from the point spread to the color of the Gatorade splashed on the winning coach. Also, if you want to participate in the Bitcoin giveaway from FTX, you should sign up for an account and start to make some trades worth more than $10, at least according to the myriad of offers I saw on Twitter today. The giveaway total amount is tied to the time of the game when the commercial runs. So if it runs at the 9:01 minute mark, FTX US will give away 9.01 Bitcoin to people who have traded on their site via some kind of allocation scheme. There's a link for the details about all of this in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN from the FT. The headline is Credit Suisse managers knew clients were potential criminals. Each and every transaction was approved by bank's hierarchy, relationship manager tells court. More than a half dozen senior Credit Suisse managers, as well as its legal department, were aware that a group of clients were potentially violent drug smuggling criminals. but approved millions of euros in transactions for them before freezing their accounts, a court has heard. Details of the bank's dealings with a group of Bulgarian mafiosi merged in Switzerland's federal criminal court on Thursday, where Credit Suisse is battling to clear its name in a landmark case against the bank brought by Swiss federal prosecutors. My comment, back when I was clearing at LIT America, the head of compliance thought almost every client was a potential criminal, or so it seemed. In too many cases, he was right. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Crypto exchange Binance to invest $200 million in Forbes. CEO of crypto exchange operator eyes more investment in traditional industries amid regulatory scrutiny. Cryptocurrency exchange operator Binance Holdings Limited is making a $200 million investment in the publisher of Forbes magazine, an unusual tie-up between a digital currency firm and a traditional media outfit, the company said on Thursday. Binance is the world's largest crypto exchange operator by trading volume. It would become one of the biggest investors in Forbes Global Media Holdings if the deal is completed. My comments, it worked well for Jeff Bezos, so why not for Changpeng Zhao, or ZZ as he is known? Now all he needs is a bad wardrobe. Here's a story from the FT as well. Beware of algorithms driving up oil prices. Automated trading by investors can lead to robo-herding in markets. This week, Wall Street diplomacy has been focused on Ukraine. This week, White House diplomacy has been focused on Ukraine and the threat of a war. Yet, U.S. President Joe Biden still found time to place a stage-managed call to King Salman of Saudi Arabia, in which they reaffirmed a joint commitment to ensuring the stability of energy supplies. No wonder oil prices have recently jumped to more than $90 a barrel for both Brent and West Texas Intermediate benchmarks, the highest level in 7 years. My comment, I have seen these wild herd of robo-algos. They are not to be fooled with. Another story from the FT. City bosses warm over erosion of trust across UK politics and business. FT Executives Network members say elite have a duty to maintain high ethical standards. The political and business elite have a duty to set an example of high ethical standards, City of London bosses have said following the UK's Partygate scandal and the ousting of the chair of Credit Suisse. The FT's City Network, a forum of more than 50 senior executives from finance, business, and policymaking, warned over the danger that lack of responsible leadership poses to society. My comment, good to know that this is not just a problem in the U.S. It is time for more of the elite to prove they are elite by showing they can maintain high ethical standards. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was Vine Pairs. We asked 11 sommeliers, which wine do you wish people ordered more? Says a lot about our readers. I'm right there with them. Second most read was the Daily Mail story, Power of a Dictator, But I'm Fly Like a Gator. Hilariously bad raps and quirky pandemic photo shoot by Crocodile of Wall Street as she and her husband are set bail at $8 million for laundering $4.5 billion in stolen Bitcoin. Who needs succinct headlines anymore? Third was Yahoo Finance's JP Morgan estimates Bitcoin's fair value. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline is, The Billion-Dollar Nickel Swap Scandal That Shocked Singapore. Singaporeans invested $1 billion in Neng Yu Zi's nickel trading company. He's accused of taking the money and skipping the nickel. Not long after the novel coronavirus arrived in Singapore, forcing the hyperconnected city-state to shut its borders for the first time, a rumor circulated among its many wealthy people and among others who weren't so well off. A little-known investment manager was apparently delivering an astonishing 15% quarterly profit to anyone who invested with him by trading nickel. The next story is from the Financial Times. One Wall Street the residential takeover of a banking behemoth. The biggest office-to-apartments conversion in New York's history signals a deeper shift in Manhattan power. It's a good address, One Wall Street. Not a bad building, either. One of Manhattan's best Art Deco skyscrapers by its very best Art Deco architect. A good address, at least for a bank. But for a home, why would anyone want to live on Wall Street, in the heart of that famously potholed, intensely dense, dead-in-the-evening neighborhood that stands for finance capital and the global hegemony of banking? And lastly, from the trade, MEMX introduces fees for real-time equities market data. The exchange is proposing a blanket fee of 1 cent for professional and non-professional users, subject to approval from the Securities and Exchange Commission. MEMX, the members exchange, has proposed a new pricing model for its real-time equities market data aimed at providing a significantly less expensive service to other equity exchange operators. From the 1st of April this year, the new pricing model will impose a blanket fee of 1 cent for both professional and non-professional users of depth of book, top of book, and last sale market data, subject to the approval of the U.S. and Securities Exchange Commission. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the John Lothian newsletter, email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.